setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to The Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, and we're here to help you discover what you were born to do. Now, this comes from a premise that this matters because you were created to contribute. Now, let's put one more thought in your head. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you were needed and you must do it. There's more to life than just a 9-to-5 job that provides a paycheck to take care of our basic needs and hopefully some nice memories on top of that. We want to help you move from paycheck to purpose to see that you can make the income you want and the impact that you desire. There is multiple dream jobs for you. There are, I should say. And we can help you figure it out. We've got 7 stages that'll lead you to truly working and living like no one else. So welcome aboard, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Now, the first of the 7 stages, and some of you already passed the stage, but some of you need to start in stage 1, and that is get clear to really understand, who am I? Specifically, what do I do really, really well? That's talent. What work do I really, really enjoy doing? That's passion. And then what results do I want to contribute to the world? That's mission. And when you can get clear on those 3 things and see how they align, so I can use what I do best to do work I love to produce results that matter deeply to me, now we see that, there are career paths and there are multiple dream jobs that allow me to do what I am supposed to do. So getting clear is first. So talent, we've got to know talent first, because talent and our talents are our tools by which we will do the work we love and produce the results that matter deeply to us. So we've got to get clear career assessment. I've been working on it for 2 years because a lot of people call and they're still calling, and I'll walk through and try to help them identify in 5 or 6 minutes kind of what that thing is. But we've got a 15, maybe 20 minutes if you really take your sweet time, and you can and you should, 15 to 20 minute assessment called the Get Clear Career Assessment. It's $30 right now at kencoleman.com. What does it do? It's going to help you get really, really clear on what you do best, talent. It's going to help you get clear on the type of work you really enjoy doing. That's passion. And it's going to get clear on what drives your work. What are the results I want to produce? That's your missional result. Shows your motivator there. So anyway, I want to break down very quickly the 12 talents. And again, when you create something like this, no assessment is perfect, but this is a really valuable tool in the awareness it creates and the conversation it creates. So we've taken all the skills, work skills, we've tried to, we've done a really nice job, if I might say so, of bucketing them into 12 talents. First is communication. You're gifted at sharing thoughts, feelings, and information through speaking or writing. You just articulate well. Second is compassion. These are just alphabetical order. Compassion is you're just really gifted at seeing others' needs and addressing their needs. Connection, you're just skilled at getting to know people, but not just knowing them, but building relationship. You got the gift of connection. Fourth is discernment. You just perceive. You see things that others don't see. You make great decisions. You give tremendous advice. Next is execution. You're just highly productive. You're getting it done, right? People with the talent of execution, they can cross off a list so fast, makes people like me and my head spin. Imagination, your skill to come up with new ideas. You draw connections between different ideas. That's the creative talent. Next is inspection. This is the observer, the critic. Not from a spirit of nastiness and criticizing, but observing, seeing what could be better. These people really, really gifted at diving in and seeing things that others don't see. Next is instruction. You're gifted at sharing knowledge, teaching. You can take complex ideas and simplify. That's the ability of instruction. And then justice. These are the warriors. You've got a strong sense of right and wrong. Gifted at defending those who need defending, the vulnerable. You have above average confrontation skills. Next is logic. You're skilled at critical thinking and using reason to solve problems. Organizations next. You're good at creating order out of chaos, inventing or improving systems. It's all about tasks. You're just good at putting things into an efficient structure. Persuasion is next. You're skilled at influencing people or changing their beliefs to take specific action. You have a knack for promoting products and ideas and getting people to buy in. So those are the 12 talents. And I just went through those really quickly. Again, as you take the Get Clear Career Assessment at kencolman.com, you can get a detailed report. Again, you'll see your top three talents, what you do best, your top three passions, the work you really enjoy, and then you'll get a primary number one missional result that drives that motivation. And you'll see where you score on all 12 talents, all 15 passions, and then all six missional results. So it gives me I'm low here. I thought I might be better than that. A little low here. Here's the deal. Is it perfect? No, because you're not perfect, and you're the one that gave the answers. But is it really, really effective? Yes. Why? Awareness. Get some feedback from others on your results. Call me on the show. We'll walk through. Get ideas. Confirm ideas. So it's great for awareness and it's great for conversation because this is an important conversation. What should I be doing? How do I get there? And this type of tool gives tremendous confidence. Remember, clarity leads to confidence. An unclear person is a person who's paralyzed, but a clear person, they're clear. Now they're going to have some confidence. Okay, I know that I've got this talent. I know that I have this passion. I know that this is a missional result for me. This kind of work, it's missional. It's not just occupational. And that confidence will give you courage when you need it most, because this journey to working and living like no one else, to be on purpose, to do what you were born to do. Oh, it's a tough, tough journey at times. It's like climbing a mountain. There's just stuff that's going to come with that. But is it worth it? Every time. So we created this tool to help as many people as possible that can't call in. Some of you will never call in the show. I get it. That's why I created the Get Clear Career Assessment. It works for college-age kids. I think seniors can get something out of high school seniors. This is a wonderful, wonderful tool. It's only $30 right now at kencolman.com. However, because I really liken this to a compass, because it points you in the right direction, very clearly points to you, I would say that the book, From Paycheck to Purpose, the brand new book, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love, that's the subtitle, comes out November 9th. You can get the assessment and the new book, plus the ebook and the audiobook and $100 worth of free stuff, all for $30, or you can get the assessment for $30 by itself. But right now, because the book is in pre-sale, comes out November 9th, we've bundled them together. These are two wonderful tools. So I'd get them together if it was me, but some of you just need the assessment right now and process that. KenColeman.com. I'm so excited to give you the tools to get clear so that you can move forward. Don't move. Your call's coming right up. You can climb the ladder and make a great living by doing work that's meaningful to you. That's why I wrote my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, The Clear Path to Doing Work You Love. It's available for pre-order now. If you're looking to grow, lead, and make an impact, this book is for you. It has the step-by-step plan to taking your career to the next level. Plus, if you pre-order From Paycheck to Purpose today, you'll receive our Get Promoted bonus pack for free, which is $100 value. Pre-order now for only $20 and get over $100 in bonus items at RamseySolutions.com. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you go from paycheck to purpose. Life is way too short for you to just be working for the weekend. You know that. I want to help you make the income and impact that you know you're supposed to make. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844 1-800-747-2577. Everything we do here on the show, whether I'm coaching you or counseling you on the air, or I'm writing an article on the website, kencolman.com, or even the mothership, RamseySolutions.com, or we're putting out a free resource, or we're creating a paid resource like the book and the Get Clear Career Assessment. Everything I do is designed to help you get into the work that you were born to do. And that's why I absolutely am so excited to partner with ZipRecruiter, the number one rated job site in the United States. And this is a free service to you. According to ZipRecruiter, there were over 52% more jobs posted online in June than there were in February of 2020. This is before the pandemic. Now we have record amount of jobs. Now's the time. It's hot, hot, hot for you. And here's the deal. Zip becomes a personal recruiter for you. They do the work of finding jobs that are a great fit for you, and they actively push you and present you and pitch you. Then employers can personally invite you to apply for the job. ZipRecruiter's candidates are invited to apply almost three times as likely than anybody else. They're getting hired three times as likely to get hired. So here's the deal. It takes the stress out of job hunting. I don't know what you're waiting for. It's free to you. Go right now and sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, and put ZipRecruiter to work for you. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Jay in Los Angeles, California. Jay, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, good morning, Ken.
Hi, Jay. What's going on?
Well, I'm struggling a bit. I'm currently a registered nurse.
Uh-huh.
Have been for about 23 years.
Okay.
And I'm looking for tips on tools for promoting within my agency.
Okay. Now explain that to me. What do you mean by agency?
Okay. I work for a large government agency.
Okay.
And currently there's a management position coming up.
Okay.
Which I've held in maybe about 10 years ago. And then I transitioned to another position. The agency knows my history.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing that I think would be a factor here is my age. And I know there cannot be any discrepancy about that.
Yeah.
But I do not see myself retiring soon.
Okay, good. How old are you?
So, 62.
Okay, great. And you're still in nursing, right? But you want to move into a management position?
Yes.
Yeah. And you want tips on what? How to stand out and beat everybody else, beat the competition?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So how well do they know you? And I mean they, the people that are going to be making this decision.
I would say for about 15 years.
Oh, so they know you really well.
Oh, they know me really well. And as a matter of fact, I know from the other candidates, I may have the most experience.
Awesome. And have you spoken to them at any point or any of the decision makers about your desire to apply for the position? Has it had any kind of human-to-human connection on this?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you already applied?
Yes.
And when's
I've already been called for an interview.
Oh, good. When is it?
Thursday.
Okay, excellent. All right, specifically, what can I help you with to get ready for this?
Well, you know, I it's been a while since I've been into management.
Yeah.
And I think your points were so right on when it came to burnout.
Yep.
And then also evaluating my career assessment.
Uh-huh.
What is my contribution moving forward? And so I'm just kind of like, oh my goodness, you know, I haven't interviewed in 10 years.
It's okay. Okay, so let me break down some things for you, okay? So the reason,
yes.
Are you taking notes right now? Because you need to take notes.
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, good. So one of the things let's establish right up front is if the question becomes, why do you want to move into management after all these years at 62? I think you're going to have to articulate to them really clearly and succinctly, quickly to say, look, I've been a nurse for, I think you said 23 years.
Yes.
I know what it's like to follow leadership in nursing. And at this stage of my life, in my next season, I want to pour back into other nurses what has been poured into me and what I have experienced. I want to influence. It's about influence. And I want to influence positively because I've got so much experience And that's why I want to lead. Is that true? Because I think that sounds really darn good, but I also kind of gave you the answer.
Yes. What has happened and transitioned in the last year and a half with nurses, as you know,
sure.
We have been in positions with COVID testing, yep. COVID vaccinations, looking at comorbidities when it comes to COVID clients. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm now ready to, okay, you know, that next chapter in your life, when people say, okay, I'm going to retire and I have this next chapter in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to continue in nursing and be a contributor and expand my knowledge into, you know, like you said, the staff that I will yeah. oversee. However, that is my vision in my next chapter. Like you said, you know, in my next season, and I want to, you know, provide as much experience to the next generation.
Right. So that's the deal. So say mm-hmm. that. So you mm-hmm. want to go in really ready to go to say, I've got gobs and gobs of experience, but here's what I know management leadership is truly about. It's number one, making sure that the team that I'm leading feels cared for personally by me and through extension of me, the hospital or the agency. Okay. So I mm-hmm. know how to care for people personally. Secondly, I know how to help them win in their job. And that as a leader is the number one role, is to serve the team by helping them get what they need to do their best. And I'm equipped. My experience has set me up for this. And I desire deeply to pour out my heart and my knowledge and my experience on the next generation of nurses. I go really strong with that. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way to express your desire for the role and how you would come about it. And I would also make a list of things today before the interview. Start today in the next couple of days. Make a list of all the things that make a great nurse. Make a list of all the things that make a great leader of nurses. See, these are things that you have 23 years of experience to kind of go back and look and make a list. I would yes. make the list of both of those two things. What makes a great nurse? What makes a great leader of nurses? Because you've had some good leaders. You've probably had some crappy leaders. And so we've got something to draw from. I think if you go in armed for that, to talk about that and ask the questions like, hey, what are you looking for most? What do you consider to be the biggest need that this new leadership position or this person's going to step in and have to face? That's another great question. You know, and when they tell you, when they tell you that, go, all right, here's where my experience and knowledge make me the best candidate. See, you've got to be so clear before you go into the interview on what you're bringing to the table. Experience.
Of course.
And knowledge.
Yes.
Two different things.
Okay, can I bring you to the interview?
You know what? I'm going to talk to Damon, the brand leader, about this idea. We may need a little pocket video series where I do for people real quick. We go, hey, right before you go in, watch this little video series at kencoleman.com. Maybe we'll do that, kind of coach you up. But listen, here's the deal. One other thing I want you to do. Go yes. right now. I'm putting you on hold. Go right now to kencoleman.com and download the free How to Win the Interview Guide. This is a wonderful tool. It's absolutely free. It's a PDF. You can download it. Read it 50 times before you go into the interview. On top of the great gems I just dropped on you, you're going to crush it. One reminder to everybody, and by the way, How to Win the Interview is a wonderful guide. If you got an interview coming up, get it. But listen to me. Here's what I know. I did some research on this, and neuroscientists, psychologists have basically agreed that even under the greatest amount of anxiety and stress, your brain will recall about 70% of what's in there. So overload that sucker. It's a supercomputer. Let it do the work for you. Oh, Jay, you're going to crush this. Proud of you. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. This is a different kind of talk radio show. We're talking purpose. Talking about living and working like nobody else, having the income that you desire and the impact that you long for, because you're doing exactly what you were created to do, and you were created to work. I promise. Work doesn't have to be a four-letter word. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. It's a caller-driven show. 844-747-2577. You can follow me on Instagram at Ken Coleman. We're on Facebook. Search the Ken Coleman Show. And remember the website, kencoleman.com. A ton of incredible resources. And I must tell you, I mentioned this in the YouTube show. My voice is still a little shaky today because I was yelling and screaming for Harry Connick Jr. last night. And came in. It was the last stop on his tour. And big fan of Harry Connick Jr., which, by the way, stay tuned to the show because about a week, about the 1st of November, you're going to hear an exclusive interview I did with him talking about the dream job, which is stage 6, get the dream job of our 7 stages to doing what you were born to do. So really fun. And I was whooping it up last night when they did the solos. I mean, they did a trombone solo, you know, the clarinet solo. The sax, you know, I mean, it's the big band New Orleans. I mean, the only thing I was missing, honestly, was a bowl of jambalaya. I would have liked to have eaten a bowl of jambalaya during the concert. I think that would have been great. But alas, I was not prepared to not have that, but it was great fun, great fun. And I said this before on the YouTube Hour that, you know, if somebody's an instrument and they're doing a solo, okay, because I came up in the band. I played in concert band for a little while in middle school, elementary middle school. I played the trumpet for everybody that's wondering. My lip's completely out of shape. Could not hit a note right now if I tried. But when somebody does an instrumental solo, I feel like they need a shout out. You know, they're up there working it. The guy playing the bass was going so hard, did a 5-minute solo. You know, with the fingers and everything. So is that what you call that, the bass? Yeah. Damon, the brand leader, is a former professional musician, so I'm looking to him for, is that what you call it? I want to make sure I'm not leading people the wrong way. Yeah, big giant thing. It was unbelievable. Does a 5-minute solo. Guy's dripping. Place goes bananas. So anyway, my voice is, a little weak today. But I can still think and I can jarble at worst. Vicky's up next in Daphne, Alabama. Vicky, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you today?
I'm living the dream, Vicky. What's up?
I just want to say I called you about 2 years ago, and I was in like a miserable nonprofit job. Uh-oh. And just letting you know, today I'm love the job I have. I
Yay!
Love the company I work for. I'm just trying to hit that sweet spot job.
Well, you are working it and you're moving up the ladder. Congratulations. That's a big deal. Tell people real quick before we get into your details, how does it feel to go from that dead end job to be making progress on the ladder? What's the difference for you emotionally?
The old job, I would actually like come home crying, and at this job, like, I wake up every day excited to go to work. Oh. I'll actually take on extra shifts.
Yeah, you got the juice. You got the juice. I love it. All right, so you're calling back, which I love, by the way. Quick reminder, yeah. This is not a one-and-done show. You got some tune-ups. Let's keep helping you. So we're helping you. So what can we help you with today?
Yes, sir. So obviously with my new company, I'm actually up for promotion in a few weeks, which I'm super excited about.
Okay.
But at the end of July, they introduced kind of a new universal promotional path to make promotions more streamlined across the company.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm actually a little nervous that this new system might slow down my growth progress. So I guess my question is for you, is it better to grow slow or quick when you're trying to move up the ladder?
Well, I mean, I get what you're asking. I mean, it's always better if we can speed up the process of growth, right? If we can speed up the promotion process, it's always better for us emotionally. But I think at the point you're making, is it good for us professionally? And sometimes it can't be not so good, right? If we get promoted too quickly, right. we're not ready, or maybe we didn't get what we needed in a certain area, or we get promoted and we think, oh, this is a promotion, I got to take it, but it's not the right promotion. So yeah, if I hear what you're asking, yes, that can happen. But I think the real heart that I want to get to here is why do you feel like this new system is going to hamper you?
Well, so I actually transferred down here to kind of help open a new location from the old location I was at, with the idea that, okay, everybody here is going to be new, and I've been with the company about a year and a half at this point. I could probably get promoted quicker. So I've actually been doing, like, I've trained all the new people as well as my boss even. So I feel like I've been putting in a bunch of extra efforts that's, like, way above my actual
job description. That's great. That's good.
Yes. The only thing that, and I've had this conversation with my manager, is because the company I work for, we drive trucks. And so my drive score is the only thing that's really kind of hindering it at this point. But if I could get it up, I asked her if I could still get promoted within 6 months, which I've seen some people.
And what was the answer?
She said, well, right now they have you as the service 2 rep for at least a year, because they want you competent in your drive score and B, in your job.
Okay, so therein lies, I think, the answer to your question. Can you get promoted too quickly? Is it better to get promoted slow or quick? And I think you have the narrative a little bit mixed up. The reality is that you need that core experience to get promoted anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, but I feel like I'm competent enough in the job description of the next level, and the only thing that's hindering me is like the 10 points below the drive score I need, which I could
go get
hit
it.
In like 3 or 4 months.
Then go get it.
But I'm just worried, like, because I've known people that have been in the position for 6 months and then get promoted, but I'm just worried, like, if I'm in it for a year, that I'm going to be behind, I guess.
No, I'm just worried about that. Yeah, I think you're worried about stuff you shouldn't be worried about. I think you need to be focused on what you have to do. So let's get busy and stop worrying and stop analyzing everything. I don't see any evidence. I don't see any evidence that says you're going to get left behind here. You're making progress. You got to go get the 10-point thing. Go get that. Go get it. You say you can get it in 3 or 4 months. Go get it. It's what you need. You know, or you feel like, well, I'm competent for the next thing, then go after it. But I just think you're in your head, and I'm not in any way dismissing anything you've asked. I just want you to hear that I'm saying, you know where you want to go. You know how to get there. True or false?
True.
Yes. Then go do it. Don't worry about the timing. You can't control that. There are things in life, folks, that we can control. And Vicky, you have controlled your effort. You've done an amazing job of what I teach to get promoted. There are 3 things you got to do. I write about this in the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. You've heard me talk about it on the show. Know your role, accept your role, maximize your role. Simple formula. Know your role's clarity, accept your role's attitude, maximize your role's effort. You've done that. I'm clapping for you, Vicky. You've done it. You can control that. What you cannot control are the decisions that are made when you're not in the room. You cannot control the timeline that comes as a result of those decisions. You can't control that. But you can control those other things. You're doing a great job. So don't sit there and go, well, I don't know about this and this. No, the answer is you don't know the timeline. What you know is what you must do to put yourself in the best position to step up. That's what you can control. Therefore, that's what we put all of our mental and emotional energy into. Cannot control the timing of a promotion. We can't control what we must do to be promotable. That's what we focus on. And if you do that, it's going to work out anyway, because you're making yourself more valuable. Vicky, thanks for calling. You're awesome. So proud of you. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577 is the toll-free number. That's 844-747-2577. This is where people come to get clear so that they can get qualified and then get connected, then get started, then get promoted, then get the dream job so they can work and live like nobody else. They give themselves away. The paycheck is there. The purpose is there. And it's all about leaving a legacy. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Los Angeles, California. Christopher joins us there. Christopher, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Christopher. What are you doing?
I'm actually here listening to you. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I actually am very new to your podcast. And, you know, for me, learning about you, I actually found out from you from listening to Dave Ramsey.
Oh, great. Well, thank you.
And, you know, I think that was a great way for me to kind of, you know, discover, you know, what you do, especially being inspired. I listen to your podcast on my iPhone when I'm driving in my car. And I think that in itself has been very helpful. I'm just grateful to be on the show.
Well, thank you.
And I know for a fact, you know, I definitely got to get clear. I already did the clear assessment, and I've already downloaded your ebook, Proximity Principles. So, you know, I've already been trying to apply that towards, you know, really knowing where I am in regards to the career I want to go after, because unfortunately I've been just jumping from job to job, really not satisfied where I want to be, not really doing, you know, finding out really is this where I need to be position-wise, place-wise, culture-wise. All those things have made me to fall short. So it's just, I'm at a point now where I really need to get aligned and figure out where exactly I see myself.
All right, so hit me. How can I help you today?
You know, right now, it's my question is, how do I stay focused on my career path I want to go into? Because right now, I'm a graduate. I went to school. I finally found something I at least want to be in. I'm mostly in the fashion and apparel. But right now, it's really trying to apply where I see myself, because I'm at a point where I'm just not trying to be desperate, but looking for places. I'm interviewing, but it's a lot of it is, you know, a lot of no's and not really understanding how and why, because, you know, I want to be able to support myself. I want to be able to.
Sure. So let me ask you this. Where do you want to end up? What would be a pretty ideal situation or even a dream job based on what you just shared, the fashion side of things?
Yeah, well, my dream job is to be a divisional merchandise manager, because I like product, people,
great. So,
and business.
All right, so we write down on a piece of paper, divisional merchandise manager, right? And we circle that, and we go, okay, what are all the, so just picture divisional merchandise manager as a mountaintop, okay?
Okay.
And so then we go, well, there's you can go all the way around the mountain, right? It's not just one side of the mountain, correct?
Right.
So what you need to do is do some really good research, and maybe you've already done this, but we must first establish how many different ways can I get up that mountain?
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is, how many different paths are there? My guess is there's multiple paths. I don't think that's a one path profession. So in that situation, we go, all right, I'm not going to get discouraged when I get the no's. I'm going to get determined. And I'm going to use Ken Coleman's proximity principle and get around people that are in the fashion industry. And if I've got to take a really low-level job, even lower than I can even afford, and then work a second job, I'll do whatever it takes to get in. Or in other words, I'll do whatever it takes to get on the ladder. Now, let me remind you, because you're new to the show.
Right.
I was 33. Christopher, when I decided to go into broadcasting, but I had a wife and three kids and a mortgage. So I couldn't do it full time. I had to do it part time. And I was doing anything and everything to get in. So if you've got to have a day job, which is just a salary position or an hourly position that takes care of your basic needs, and then you do something on the side to get in fashion, or you get a lower level full time job anywhere in the fashion industry. I don't even care if it's stinking answering phones in the lobby. You get in. Once you get in, you're in. You got a winning personality. You got enthusiasm for the work. Anybody would see that for you, and they go, man, this guy, he's awesome. Christopher's passionate about this work. He's a really good dude. Right. You do whatever it takes to get in, and you do whatever it takes to stay in. And essentially, that is how you will begin to move up the ladder. But we got to get you in first.
Right.
So there's no magical advice there. But it's actually really important that you get what I just said.
Okay.
Look, man, it's just like any other industry. It may be very competitive again. It may be more competitive. Broadcasting is very competitive. Maybe the fashion industry is more competitive than technology. I don't know. But what you got to do is you've got to, I'm glad you downloaded the ebook on Proximity Principle, because here's the deal. That's the ultimate connection tool. And you've got to connect, and you got to get something that you're actually qualified for. Don't shoot for the moon now, because that's not going to get you anywhere except frustration and nobody's calling you back. You have got to get in, and I would go to ZipRecruiter as soon as this call's over. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Upload your profile. Get it up there. Have them out there working for you too. That's why I endorse them. It doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
But we're gonna start leveraging relationships, man. We got to get out there. Who do I know that knows somebody in the fashion industry? I'm going to go work with them. I don't care what I'm doing. If it's taking out the trash. But it gets me in the building where I run into somebody and I go, hey, what about this? So be encouraged that you just have to stay with it. You got to work really, really hard to make connections. And connections is what happens when we're out there talking to people, learning, hey, I want to do this. I want to meet more people. I want to get in places where I could meet people. And you've got the book, the guide, the Proximity Principle to do that. Now, you got to stay with it. You can't quit.
Yeah.
You cannot get discouraged.
Okay.
So you do whatever it takes.
I also did the clear assessment, you know, and a lot of the different things that talked about, you know, my talents and my passion, my mission. I fully believe those, but I think it's really how that aligns with
your purpose statement to me. Because what it does is it fills out a true sentence for you that becomes a compass for you professionally. Could you have it in front of you?
Yes.
Read it to me.
I do. Let me see. Okay, so purpose statement says, I was created to use my talents of compassion, persuasion, discernment to perform my passions of planning, finishing, leading, to accomplish my mission of achievement by producing wins and recognition.
Yeah. So when you read that, when you heard that, how did it feel to you?
It feels good because I do want to have achievement. I know that I do like planning. I like finishing. I like leading.
Yeah. Well, and what's great is you outlined a dream position that is essentially a leadership position. Strip away the fancy title. It's you planning. It's you finishing. It's you leading. You're leading a team towards execution. You love getting stuff done.
Yes.
And what's interesting, you said your talents were, top talents were compassion,
persuasion
and discernment. That's a leadership. That's a wonderful combination of leadership skills. Compassion is caring for others. Persuasion, right, is that ability to move people, to influence people, to move them forward.
Yes.
So I think you leading a team in the fashion industry is absolutely in your sweet spot. That's a wonderful purpose statement. It's so clear for you, and that's great.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you this, that validates what you're talking about. But let me also tell you this, doesn't necessarily have to be that particular position. Any type of leadership position of a planning, logistical systems, operations side of things, you would be in your sweet spot there as well. So be encouraged. Open up your eyes to more opportunities. I think that's wonderful. Thanks for sharing your purpose statement. And listen, that becomes your North Star. Because anytime you apply, you go, does this allow me to use my top talents? Does this allow me to do work that I love? Does this allow me to throw up results? Because you're a scoreboard guy. You need to see results. Man, that's awesome, dude. Open your eyes, man. Look around. You got this. Really good stuff. You can get the Get Clear Career Assessment at KenColeman.com right now. All right, I got to go. But before I do, remember this. You matter and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.